This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. We have a winner in the race to Alaska. The first sailboat has reached Ketchikan. Team Pure and Wild of Seattle sailed a Riptide 44 monohull into Ketchikan just after 4:30 p.m. on Monday afternoon and in much welcomed mild weather. Winds and rough seas eliminated four teams in just the first day of the race, and then large logs in the Georgia Strait took out three more competitors with another boat capsizing. Yet another boat was dismasted, and a further competitor decided to bow out owing to conditions. Team Pure and Wild finished well ahead of second-place team Elsewhere and third-place team Fashionably Late, who are about 200 miles behind the leader as of Monday afternoon. For the second and third place finishers, their consolation prizes were sets of steak knives. For the winner, $10,000 nailed to a piece of firewood presented at the Alaska Fish House in Ketchikan last night. But the race will only officially end when all competitors either cross the finish line or the deadline of July 9th arrives. The State Department of Health has closed the beaches in Quilcene and Dibaugh Bays to recreational shellfish harvesting. Elevated levels of the marine biotoxin that causes diuretic shellfish poisoning were found in shellfish samples from the Quilcene Bay. Diuretic shellfish poisoning can cause gastrointestinal illness in human beings. DSP toxin isn't destroyed by cooking or freezing. Symptoms of DSP include diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. The onset of symptoms can range from 30 minutes to 4 hours after consumption. Danger signs have been posted at public access points warning people not to consume shellfish from these areas. Touching upon one of the collective apocalyptic fears among those who live on the Olympic Peninsula, Emergency Management Director for Jefferson County Public Health, Willie Bentz, addressed the Board of County Commissioners yesterday to talk of disaster preparations in the event of a Cascadia disaster resulting in earthquakes and tsunamis. Scientists have long pondered the likelihood of a tectonic shift along the Cascadia subduction zone off the Washington and Oregon coast. Bentz did not mince words and said it could be, quote, potentially the worst disaster in U.S. history, unquote. Last Saturday, his group utilized an exercise, Cascadia Rising, in which 3,400 pounds of donated food was flown in by a dozen volunteer pilots flying single-engine aircraft to the Port Townsend International Airport using amateur radio operators. This could be, said Bentz, the only lifeline to the outside world. We are pretty severely underprepared for a major Cascadia earthquake, he said, and advocated strongly for individual preparedness. He spoke about conducting further investigation into critical transportation routes, mass care, and sheltering, and additionally mentioned the possibility of working with the Navy to establish a beachhead for community supplies and aid. Jefferson County Health is changing the way it informs the public about COVID, from an emergency response to a more streamlined approach. At this stage of the pandemic, I believe transitioning to once-a-week reporting will provide the public with the necessary COVID information while allowing our nurses to return more attention to other public health programs, said Dr. Allison Berry, health officer for Jefferson and Clallam counties. In addition to shifting to weekly reporting, data will now appear on a dashboard designed with new data presentation software. The public will be able to view and interact with a line graph of case rates over time. Hovering your cursor over certain data will reveal more information on how the data was collected. The first weekly report will appear on Monday, June 27th on the Jefferson County Health page traditionally devoted to case reporting, or on the State Department of Health page, on which you can isolate other counties in the state. Starting July 1st, the sale of ammunition magazines with more than 10 rounds will be banned in Washington State. Importing, manufacturing, and distributing them will be outlawed too. The only magazines allowed for sale and import will be those with a maximum capacity of 10 cartridges under a measure pushed through by Democrats and signed by Governor Jay Inslee earlier this year. The Bellevue-based Second Amendment Foundation and other gun rights organizations filed a federal lawsuit June 3rd against Attorney General Bob Ferguson and other state officials, claiming the new law violates constitutional protections under the Second and Fourteenth Amendments. They've sought to block the law with an injunction, but no hearing has been set as of last Friday. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.